spirit and flesh. Armadoxy for today. Angels are flying and hovering all around us on Valentine's Day, and mostly of the chubby little cherub variety. With arrows drawn, Cupid takes aim at the heart twixt lovers. As for the other variety of angels, they're called seraphim. They're flying with their six wings in service to God. We have developed quite an imagery of angels. Interestingly enough, angels are spiritual beings. That is, they do not have physical attributes. Go ahead, look it up. Angels are spiritual beings. They are messengers of God. We ascribe physical traits to them for convenience, so that we can form an idea of what a spiritual being may look like. It is the human being who, above angels, has been gifted with both spirit and body. Often, it is the struggle between spirit and flesh that is highlighted in many religious stories, especially in the Bible. Today, we will look at the power found in bringing spirit and flesh together. Over these 2 days preceding Great Lent, the Armenian Church commemorates two saints who were contemporaries, brothers in Christ, and responsible for the continuity of the Armenian Church and therefore the nation. One is Saint Leon the priest, Revont Yeretz, and the other is Saint Vartan Zoravar, the warrior. In the 5th century, the Battle of Avarayr was fought between Christian army under the commander Vartan Mamigonian and the Persian army. This was the first time anywhere that a battle was fought for the defense of Christianity. It led to the signing of a treaty in 484, which affirmed Armenia's right to practice Christianity. This is the single most important and significant event in Armenian history. And for this reason, Saint Vartan Mamigonian is recognized by the church, but also by the people, as a national hero. His friend and priest, Saint Leon, is often forgotten, though his impact on the battle and thus the victory is recognized by all historians as essential. The church recognizes the two over the course of this week and emphasizes the importance of spiritual practices combined with physical prowess to overcome the worst of difficulties. More specifically for us, we pray to God, but in the end, it is our physical strength that we count on to stand, to walk, to reach out, to voice ourselves. In our daily struggles, the example of Saint Leon and Saint Vartan teach us how to balance the spirit and the flesh to achieve our goals. This then becomes a prelude to the Lenten season. Tomorrow we will look closer at Saint Vartan. One of the more recent manifestations of the divine presence in our lives was in 1968, when the cathedral, the headquarters of the diocese in New York, was consecrated in the name of Saint Vartan. 42 years later, when the cathedral in Los Angeles was to be consecrated, a philanthropist came forward and asked that it be consecrated using his father's name, which happened to be Leon. And so it was in 2010. Some may call this coincidence. Others, like me, want to believe it is God's special messenger letting us know the Armenian Church in America is protected from coast to coast by Saint Leon and Saint Vartan, as they have protected us through the centuries. Let us pray. Lord our God, through the intercession, memory, and prayers of Saint Leon and Saint Vartan, who lived and died for Jesus and the Fatherland, and whom we commemorate today, grant us the gift of peace and of your great mercy. Amen.
apostle.net. Apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.